The small and medium business sector is going to need all the help it can get, given the impacts of COVID-19. There have been public and private funding initiatives here and there, but in some instances, funding is never enough, while in others, funding is there, but the approval conditions can be so difficult to live up to for some SMEs. One funder, Profit Share Partnerships, has secured 100 million rand from the SME Fund. This in order to funnel much-needed capital to the SME sector, an area it specialises in assisting. PSP says it not only funds SMEs, but aids them in achieving high-impact growth. Well, to discuss this further, I'm joined on the line by Andrew Marin. He's the founder and CEO of Profit Share Partnerships. Thanks very much, Andrew, for joining us on the show. So my understanding is that Profit Share Partners are in the business of funding SMEs and even aiding them in their growth strategy. What's your business model in dealing with these SMEs, and what boxes do they need to tick in order to get some assistance?
Okay, perfect. So we build almost the preschool of finance. We help clients where they don't have financials, they don't have a track record, they don't have security. But the bank's always looking for these kind of things. And how do you get started if nobody gives you that chance?
Mm.
And so that's the kind of space we fall in. So we build up our clients in that space and we lose them to the traditional banks out there.
You're a fintech business. Just tell us about the application process. Is it all done online? And what's your turnaround response to applications?
So the turnaround, so if you're right, everything is online. It's pure fintech operation. We tell you no within 24 hours because we believe a quick no is also a good answer. We give you a term sheet within 48 hours, and application to pay out is usually about 7 days. And a lot of times it's quicker, but for first-time clients it's around 7 days. For existing clients it's about 48 hours.
Hmm.
It's an easy process. There's no paper. Everything is done via your phone or your computer. Even your signing of documents is done. You can sign online using your fingerprint or using just creating an initial.
Right. So I did interrupt you earlier. So what is it that SMEs need to do? What boxes do they need to tick to qualify for assistance?
So we look for SMEs that have, because we don't rely on the SMEs balance sheet and security, we are looking for SMEs that have a contract or a purchase order with a large corporate or certain government department.
Mm.
And then we're looking for and where they need funding to execute on those orders. And so what we do, we provide 100% of that finance.
Mm-hmm.
We give them, we make sure that they deliver by helping them execute on the transaction, by helping them buy better. And so what happens through that process, after 6 or 7 times, our clients become experts. They don't really need us.
Yes.
So initially we'll be telling them, hey, what about goods in transit insurance? I don't think that's the best supplier. Why don't you look at this with these guys? We can get a better deal, better pricing. And so after a few transactions, the guys are pretty much experts. We've accelerated clients' growth about 1,000% in a year. And so after that, they've now got financials, cash in the bank, they've got a track record, and they become a lot more bankable. And
yes.
Then at that stage, we lose them to the traditional banks out there.
Right. So typically, what terms are the loans for, and what sort of interest rate are SMEs expected to pay?
Okay, so we don't use interest at all. As our name suggests, Profit Share Partners, we take a share of the profit of this particular transaction.
Mm-hmm.
So we put our minimum capital that we provide is 250,000, and the maximum is 5 million. That's per transaction, and we share in an agreed percentage upfront. So depending how long the transaction is, how risky it is, how much of stuff we have to do, we agree on a share of profit upfront with the client. And so unlike an interest rate where it increases every day, ours is according to the agreed rate that we've agreed upfront. And as we get more and more experience with the client,
yes.
We share less and less of the profit. We never do a transaction where we would make more than our client would make.
Okay.
And so we stay away from those kind of transactions. But 9 times out of 10, we take a minority of the profit, and our client takes a majority of the profit.
Sounds too good to be true. So the COVID-19 economic impact has been horrendous, particularly to the SME sector, with stories about some businesses having to shut shop completely and having to let go of staff, which of course is not great because it means higher unemployment. Now, you've just been given a lifeline by the SME Fund, some 100 million rand, to bolster your lending capability. This must be very exciting for you guys. And even though different businesses will obviously borrow different amounts, how many businesses are you hoping you'll be able to assist from this latest capital injection?
Perfect. So because we're short-term transaction capital providers, we probably do about 3 to 4, or turn our funds about 3 to 4 times a year. So the 100 million rand that we've got from the SME fund will probably turn into about 400 million rand worth of impact per annum. On average, our transaction size is around 600,000. So we aim to do quite a number of deals, you can imagine, over this over the next year.
Yes. So just give us an understanding of what happens behind the scenes in terms of your relationship with the SME Fund. Is this money that they're giving you that they will later expect back from you with some interest? How does that work?
Absolutely. So it's a normal loan agreement. And so they give it to us as a normal loan. So if we do any bad loans,
yes,
that's our responsibility. We've still got to pay back the funding,
mm-hmm,
plus give them a return. So it's not a grant in any way, and it's, you know, it's done on the proper commercial terms and principles. They've been driving very hard, and one of our responsibilities is to make sure the kind of impact we have, the kind of SMEs we help. So, you know, they want to make sure they get as much impact as possible as well, apart from just securing their capital and the returns, because obviously they've got to give those returns back to their investors, and obviously they've got to run the operation as well. But most importantly, they're pushing really hard on the impact of these funds.
Yes. So when you look broadly at the economic devastation wrought by COVID, as much as financiers like yourselves are helping some SMEs out there, how worried are you about the extent to which the SME sector has been hit by this thing? Because, of course, not all SMEs are going to be able to tap onto support.
No, absolutely. And it's really sad to see what's happening out there. Before we received these funding from the SASME fund, we already put together a fund to help most of our SMEs. So most of the SMEs that we have received support in terms of just having delayed payments, payment holidays. We've actually helped some of the guys pay their rentals. We actually have a bit of a partnership approach, because we've helped so many SMEs grow from zero. To see them struggling now, or to have their business collapse now after all that hard work, would be an absolute travesty. So, like our name suggests, we're not just sharing the profit, but we also partner. So we make sure our clients, can stand and weather the storm and, grow into a bigger business tomorrow. We are worried about the economic climate out there. I think especially with these large-scale retrenchments, lots of companies deferring their payment spend. So it is going to be a difficult trading year, or probably another 18 months ahead.
Yes.
But I think, where we are, the SMEs or people are just so resilient. We see such great stories in our space. And so because we do these little smaller amounts, I think, we'll probably disperse that 100 million very quickly.
Yes.
In any event.
And then just very quickly, of course, before COVID, you were already in business helping SMEs. What sort of sectors have you helped?
So we play across all sectors. We're sector agnostic. We stay away from things like high performance stuff like construction, where, it's difficult to control the quality and the outcome of a project.
Mm-hmm.
We're very strong in the supply side, where a client is buying something and selling it on to a corporate or government entity, in light manufacturing, in importing. We do a lot of import finance for our clients. So you could imagine a small SME trying to import something. Getting finance locally is difficult. Imagine getting import finance.
Yes.
And so one of the things we do is our clients put zero down, and it could be up to like a 4-month cycle where we import it, pay all of the costs along the way, and our clients only pay us when they get paid. So there's no cash flow impact to them. So there's no monthly installment and so forth. And obviously, if something goes wrong in the transaction, which this is business, things like that happen. I mean, we wait out the term with our client, so we take the risk and reward of the transaction.
Right. Well, that's the epitome of patient capital.
So that said, I mean, you know, where the clients that we help are usually cannot get funding from the bank, so they deem to be the highest risk clients.
Hmm.
Although in that market, I mean, our bad debt ratio is probably less than 2%. So, you know, the way we're doing it, we're proving that, you know, small business doesn't necessarily mean high risk.
Yes.
And, you know, I think we've got the right kind of clients, and, you know, and there's lots of really good business people out there that just need a chance.
Hmm.
And if you take a bit of a chance on them, they'll reward you.
An interesting model indeed. That was Andrew Marin. He's the founder and CEO of Profit Share Partnerships.